Okay, but how about jump, jump for my love, jump in, da 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 da, and jump in, da 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 da, jump. What about that one?
Pointer Sisters or Van Halen? Let's have a vote. Which one is better, Van Halen or Pointer Sisters?
That's not a fair vote.
Everybody will always choose Van Halen. It's the best piano riff ever. Can you have a riff on the piano? Or is that only guitar?
You can have a piano on the riff.
That sounds like a restaurant. Piano on the riff. Piano on the riff. Oh, that's a river.
Let's go to the piano on the riff. Play that Great Snakes.
Piano on the riff.
That sounds like somewhere like somebody famous would be born. Well, he's born at Piano on the Riff. You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better than being smarter than the teacher. It's better than knowing more than the preacher. It's better than falling through the bleachers. It's better than a paintball in the face. Two blind squirrels in the morning.
That hurts.
Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right. All right, on today's show, we're going to the zoo, 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 we're going to the zoo, 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 and we saw the movie Jumpers.
Yay!
We got a little extra here, and I don't know.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all, radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, can you do me a favor?
Me?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I need you to move the mic so that you're not speaking directly into the mic.
Turn it sideways?
Something.
Yeah, like
back
that?
It off. Or, yeah, that would be good. But do it the other way. So
I'll just turn. Ow!
Don't poke yourself in the eye with it. I didn't say do that.
Why don't they poke you in the eye?
Yeah.
Whoa!
He's got cords wrapped around her legs. She's pulling the whole system down with her.
I can't move. He ties me in here because he doesn't ever want me to leave.
Well, this is true. Oh. Ah, look out. Wow. Maybe we should know this before the show started.
Woo.
Woo.
All right. Is that better?
Well, you can get a little closer to that. The point is that when you make your P's, we don't have any windscreens. So you're doing like that and you're causing the thing to go crazy.
Are you
what?
Are you having issues with my P's?
No, not at all. We don't talk about peeing on this show, okay. Actually.
That's true, because potty humor.
We've outlawed that.
There's no potty humor.
There is potty humor.
No.
There's a lot of potty humor.
But I don't enjoy it.
We just don't do it on the show.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Since you're here.
Thank you.
Yes.
Charlie, potty humor.
Sure.
Faith, no potty humor.
No.
No. What are we doing?
Okay. We went to the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
To the zoo, zoo, zoo. Went to the zoo, zoo. What? It's a song.
Isn't there? No, that's not a song.
It is too.
That's not a song.
It's so a song.
But there is a song about the zoo.
Okay, is it this song you're talking about?
When you hear the bell, turn the page. At the zoo.
Is this not it?
That's not a song.
At
oh.
the zoo.
Well, I looked it up and this came up as a song.
No.
Come and see the monkey.
You have to admit, it's very catchy. It's got that bell in it and all.
Come and see the elephant.
And all.
Come and see the kangaroos.
Like...
Come
no?
and see
no.
the tiger.
No. The tiger.
The tiger. Oh, it's like a British zoo.
A British zoo.
I guess. Some type.
What is that?
Zuzu?
64 Zoo Lane.
Oh,
it is a children's program from Australia.
Okay. Let me see what it, it's not the one I'm the one I'm thinking of. I was thinking of going to the zoo, but
that wasn't a song.
Going to the
You made that
going
up.
Going to the zoo. No, it was a song. I didn't make it up.
Here we go.
What is this?
This is Zoo by Scorpions.
teach you to tell me I made stuff up. I didn't make stuff up.
Mommy's taking us to the zoo tomorrow.
Okay, this isn't the same song.
Going to the zoo, zoo.
Yeah, it is.
Zoo.
This is it. How just different people
you,
singing it.
You can come too, too. We're going to the zoo, zoo.
See?
Look at all the monkeys.
Told you.
Swinging in the trees. Swinging
interesting.
In the trees.
So we went. Swinging oh, wait, that's the wrong thing.
Yeah, so we went to the zoo.
So we went to the zoo.
Yeah, we did. It was cold. Until noon.
We're going to the zoo, zoo, zoo.
It wasn't cold. It was like 51, 50, 55.
It was 40 degrees when we got there.
It was not 40 degrees when we got there. Miss Wisconsin.
It was too. It was cold. I have not lived in Wisconsin in 18 years. A very long time. 40 degrees for a Texan, which I am now.
It wasn't 40 degrees.
It's cold.
It wasn't. It was in the 50s when we got there, and yes, it was cool.
You
had
say,
our coats.
You say like I miss Wisconsin, like I lived there yesterday. I have lived here now the same yeah. amount of time that I lived there.
Okay. So you're a Texican.
Huh?
You're a Texican.
That has nothing to do with Wisconsin. That's
well,
like
I mean,
a Tex-American.
If you move here and you have a child here, then you're a Texican.
Oh, okay.
You're not a Texan. You'll never be a Texan because only Texans are born here. Me and Helen are Texans.
It's very tired.
Sorry. Anyway, we went to the zoo.
We did go to the zoo.
And it was cool in the morning, but then the sun came out and warmed everything up.
It was cold in the morning.
And you missed the best part of the zoo.
What was that?
We went to this building where they have the bats.
Oh yeah, I didn't.
And she wouldn't go in there.
Mm-mm.
And it was the coolest thing because they had the bats flying around. They had this big room, and they had the bats in there flying around, catching bugs.
Yeah,
it was so cool to watch them.
Yeah,
no, you can see them in our front yard. They do the same thing around around the light poles in our front yard in the mornings.
Yeah.
But you got to get up at 4 o'clock to see that. It's not worth it.
Yeah, they'll do that in my mom's
and you can't
attic
see
at our old house too.
You can't see them very close either.
That's the best story ever.
But what?
Where the bat got stuck up in the attic, and my dad went up to get suitcases or something out of their attic, and they had a 130-year-old house anyway, and so it had one of those where you just walked up the stairs to get to the attic, and he closed the door. Apparently, a bat got out while he had the door standing open to get the suitcases out, and it was flying around the living room. My mom flipped out. So my mom is hiding in her chair with a afghan with holes, so she over her head with her legs curled up under it, and she's looking out through the holes, and my dad goes and gets a...
Wait, here's your song.
There's one with arms, and one who can jump, and one who is well a little bit.
Okay, finish your story.
I love this song. It's very happy.
It is a happy song.
60 points too late.
So your mom goes and gets the. So your dad goes and gets the.
He gets the dustpan.
The dustpan.
And a tennis racket. My old tennis racket from high school.
Bat catching equipment right there.
That's right.
He's officially outfitted for bat hunting.
So he's running around the living room.
Did he get his catcher's mask on too? Just to make it all flow and look.
With a tennis racket. Can you see my dad is 75 years old with a tennis racket running around the living room? He's batting at this tissue. My mom is just terrified under this blanket. Get the bat. Then she thinks it's the funniest thing ever. You're my Batman. You get him. You're my Batman.
She's screaming this.
He did. He got it.
You have a weird family.
He batted.
Poor bat.
He took the poor bat out with the tennis racket,
bat,
scooped it up,
nobody.
And threw it in the trash. He was hurting my mother.
No, he wasn't. He was just looking for bugs.
He mentally hurt my mother.
It sounds like your mother's pretty mentally damaged goods already.
Oh, man. That was pretty funny. Anyway,
no,
she's
kidding.
Terrified of bats.
Faith has a great mother-in-law. So listen.
Oh, what the fuck?
Stop beating things with your... thing there.
I'm going to do it today because it annoys you.
Okay, I want to take that away from you.
What were we saying in the zoo? Anyway, yeah, you saw bats. Well, you were in the bat house thingy?
Yes.
With the rattlesnakes and all that business? Yeah, I don't go anywhere there's snakes. No, 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 no. I don't want to have nightmares. I know myself well enough. I would have not slept last night because I would have like gone to the bathroom in the middle of the night and I'd have been afraid there was a snake coiled up around it on the floor on my bed. I cannot deal with snakes. They just gross me out.
Helen loves them.
Oh, scare me to death.
She likes to look at them.
If they're behind glass.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's not curling up with one at night.
Well, so anyway, we were there. There's this wishing well outside of this building. Uh-huh. And it says, throw a coin down, you know, because they're trying to get your money any way they can. So you throw your money down.
They've given up on trying to sell you stuff. They just dug a hole in the ground. It said, throw your money in.
So it's a well. And they say, throw your coin in and see what Texas animal you will hear, you know. So this little two-year-old, you know, gets propped up there, throws this, you know, he's looking down the well, and he throws it down, and all of a sudden it goes, I can't do a turkey, do a gobble. Only really loud. It scared the poor kid to death. He jumped back. Everybody was...
I don't understand. They got, like, it was really cool, actually, but they have, like, half the zoo dedicated to Texas animals you can see in your backyard.
Well, I know. We had raccoons eating our cat food.
Sure.
We saw a white-tailed bunny last night on the way home in our alley.
But I will give them this. That's as close as I ever want to be to an alligator that size.
Oh, my word.
Wow. I mean, it was right there. It was right on the glass, and it was floating in the water.
He was sleeping.
He was staring at you.
You didn't even think he was alive until you looked under the water and saw him breathing.
Yeah.
He was scary.
He was wicked
and
scary.
The meerkat was hysterical.
Meerkat
was so funny. He'd sit there. He's just propping his head.
I'm watching you. You got feathered hair. I'm watching you. Any feathers? Feathers?
You have an eagle?
You look a little hawkish with that big nose of yours. I'm watching you. he was very hysterical. Very jittery little animal.
He'd be perfect for a Disney movie. He's perfect character. He was so funny. Yeah, Helen thought he was so funny. And all the kids were lined up in front watching him, you know. So, he's about 2 inches tall.
2 inches tall.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Well, that's all the time we got for the day's show.
That's it? You're done?
We just got started.
You're kicking me off?
Kicking you off. I have to go get Helen. She's just going to get out. So we'll wait for jumpers. We'll do jumpers tomorrow.
Today was Wednesday, right? Is that Wednesday?
Tuesday.
Hump day.
No, you're right. It is Wednesday.
I already had Super Tuesday. We did that That's yesterday. Right. Today's Wednesday. It's hump day.
It's hump day.
Happy hump day.
Heard it here first, folks.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday,
Roo.
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 Happy Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. Pooh says it. Happy Wednesday, Roo.
Happy Wednesday, you're. Thanks for noticing me. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Bios con Dios.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.